question how is the forgiveness happening. Now, I want either Uber 4 or Uber 9 to talk to this in particular I said, but this is the first thing. I don't know what happened, okay? After the secretariat and my Momotsi and them have done what they're supposed to do, unfortunately, that house is not forward for whatever reason. What was supposed to be sent was in my time. And I don't know exactly what happened, because all four minutes responded, but this confusion, and I'm a bit disturbed because I thought we were speaking the same language, so it's not in my time. But only this morning when my colleague Alvin Toby brought to my attention some of those misunderstandings. So I'm going to have to take a seat somewhere here and don't. So there are six. Move and don't. Grab and drive. Grab and drop a drive. D'accord. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Uber Fund is that first, and then we'll hand over to the Royal Highness and in that order. Talk to us, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon, honorable members. During our last meeting with the committee, various amendments were proposed by the committee. And our office subsequently drew a list of the proposed amendments as an instruction of the committee. And those amendments were forwarded to the relevant office, the committee section, to process the bill further. Now, the entire process is there. My colleague, Mrs. Manner, will elaborate on the entire process is there, so that members can understand exactly what happens from the time the amendments are proposed and what they do exactly there. So on that note, I request Mrs. Manner just to take up the process. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the processes that once the committee has made amendments, from the committee section point of view, we call it a list. That is the list of the amendments only, without including the amendments to the original bill. Once the amendments are inserted to the original bill and then the bill becomes a new bill, that means that is an amended bill. In this case, the misunderstanding is on the procedural aspect with the KZN. Because KZN is saying to us we need to send them the B bill. And our point is that the B bill will only bring the B bill once the committee has agreed to the final amendment of the bill. And once the committee has endorsed that and say finally, these are the amendments that we are endorsing as a committee, and then we'll print them and have a detail. The case that then they phoned me to say, no, we want a detail. I said, we can't. Because even if that is the case, you are going to amend a bill and you are going to amend even further things that we did not say to do with money. So what we did with all the provinces is to send the original bill together with the amendment so that they can look at it. That's where the misunderstanding was, and I explained. In terms of delay of the information to KZN, it happened because of the Regis House. The information was sent on time to Regis House, but Regis House did not forward that information to the next place.
Thank you very much, Madam, for that explanation. That is the situation, colleagues. As we stand now. So that will translate into saying, it means that we're not fortunate enough to have a mandate from Bazunaka. Fortunately, it's not the fault of the permanent delegate from Bazunaka. It's not the fault of the legislature itself. is the call between that house over there that's supposed to transmit whatever information to the court. So unfortunately, we can't deal with that. I don't know if Warren would want to come in. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that one, because that one is above our power. Over to you, Honorable Zulu.
Yeah, Chairperson, I've discovered what happened, because the ladies house was saying no, what Zulu Natal stood on, or they stand on the previous thing. They are not going to change. Then I phoned the politicians now. They said, no, we haven't received that. In fact, they were not aware. They said there was a meeting which was supposed to take place, but they did not have the documents. So it means then that the officials took a decision, like politicians, without them. I'm asking them that decision not to send the documents to the legislation. They said they were advised by a procedural person that you don't take a decision on a evasion. It must be the answer. No, but you are supposed to send it to the politician so that the politician decides, not you. Now they are saying that what they did was just to resend what was said before, that Wazulu Natal is voting again for what about this thing. But I explained to them that Wazulu Natal needs to meet and take a decision on this thing. That's it.
Yeah, I hope we can take it further than that. And this is my colleague has a comment about it. But I think we can think that the procedural office, our senior advisor now, because this is sending a wrong picture to the process of public matter. And I know it's not their fault, because after we've corrected the earlier mistakes, so remember what happened, they were happy to say no, no, because of this new process that we are looking for, we are happy to can also support the team. But now, this is a direct sabotage. For what good reason, I don't know. But the other thing I will do is to bring it to our attention. And even investigating exactly what transpired and see where we are now. Thank you.
Chief, you know, you can see now why the sharks aren't in the Karika final, eh?
I know, the chiefs are always telling me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Just for clarity's sake, have they now got the documents? And are they not prepared to respond now after receiving the documents?
When they phoned me, they said they just received the documents today. And the meeting was scheduled for this afternoon. But now they are not sure whether they are going to meet, because the woman who called me upset to him, if I can even speak with the chief, who could explain the procedure. Because she was asking me, this is what is happening in Parliament. And I explained to her that the bill is introduced by the committee. That's the difference. It's not the bill that is coming from the executive. Because usually we send the bills, because the bill was originally from the executive. And it was already amended. And most of the time the bills are coming from the NA, with the amendments of the NA. Therefore, when they come to the end, okay, they are already a B bill. It doesn't mean in each and every bill there will be a B bill to be sent to the province. It depends from one bill to another. Mm.
Yeah. No, as I said, Ms. Mene will take the matter up. I think we just get a report as to what's going to happen. We can't allow our records to be changed, like our image to be changed, like this, because this man is John filled in the honorable.
Chairperson, I was proposed that we adjourn the meeting till next Wednesday.
Aye, Leon, aye, Abash. Aye. Yeah, what I doing now?
Chairperson, if we do that, we must put the proviso and the time and the material on this thing. Because we are carrying on English in the ministry and then. And I don't think that it's in the hands of crazy things to come with a final proposed in English. But really, we decided to discuss this thing. Mm. So we are carrying on. It's fine if we postpone it, but suppose we get there and then if we do not put the time limit to say this is the deadline, it means we may get there and then somewhere along the line the responsible crazy thing doesn't reach our committee or it may reach our committee and it doesn't reach the members or all of the members. And so now, you know, I didn't have to usually this again. So I don't know how you are in the chairperson, but I think all of us are in serious that we must dispose of it. We don't go against proposal here, but we must then say this is the final postponement of this service. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Van Herden. Now, I'm also of the opinion that we cannot postpone this any further. Our program courses are aware it's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter, even when we are in the Western Cape Second Parliament, we are going to need the
commission
to try and dispose of some of the work that we require. But I understand where Leon comes from, because we wanted to accommodate for the government. Not that they say no, that's. Yeah. We are waiting for those courses. My secretariat they are slow to come up for. We are waiting for the A version. Yeah, it's a grammar phone. So we don't have it yet. So we just want to consider it and go talk by talk and summarize it. Because we have how many provinces? It's more than five. There were six. We need to make it so we can vote for as long as my province.
Okay.
Voting in favor. And that's from Pumalanga. That's Cap, I'm told that they are walking slowly to the parliament. They're on their way coming. I know. They have long voted for them. While waiting for the A version, maybe let me, while we're still waiting, just what I remember, from their mandate. I'm happy to say all proposals that were proposed by, let's say most of the proposals that were suggested by accommodate. That's why we make our right to do this. As a norm, the first province to talk to us is the Eastern Cape. The Eastern Cape, honorable,
Chairperson, before, I still have the very same last mandate. Are we going to read the very same mandate? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Yeah, it's opposite the bed.
¿Cómo están?
I think you realize that, for example, because of these confusions of sending wrong bills, right bills, correcting whatever, back and forth, some provinces, their mandate will reflect something other than what we are voting for. But that, I think they were taking care of it with the federal office. Remember that we are voting for the right bill. So those are just minor logical arrangements that can be corrected for the same. But before I call upon Ethan to talk to us, I should have a letter to address us. So,
if just a logistical thing again, if Kai gets in touch with amendments and we approve of the amendments, then it does mean that we must send it back again to the other eight provinces to before again on the amended session. Is that correct? But then we are going on again and again. Mm-hmm. So can you just give me an indication of this?
No, we as you're aware, final Mondays are based on what was discussed at the previous meeting. Any new issue was supposed to be tabled before the committee was not given with the mandate. Now, in the final mandate, we just consider what they were reported to us in our last meeting. The province will, because they told me to say no, they are now ready to support the future after having lifted all the amendments. But the minister allowed also the mayor to come in to maybe even ask the matter to correct it.
Thank you, Chief President. I think in some particular support what you are saying, and we also look at the issue of the quorum. Because currently, if we do have a quorum, it was going to be a problem if there was no quorum in this meeting and there's a mandate that is different in terms of the mandate that has been.
Yeah, but remember, you have that the version that was distributed now, that indicates, I mean, oh my word. Oh yeah. Before that, I'm not going to want to address the chamber.
Thanks, Jefferson. I just want to check it. It's almost a similar matter to South Carolina. If I look at this mandate, some of them are for September, and then some of them have said we approve, provided the Chin Forest. So is it not to amend? If you say we agree, provided this and that has been changed. That's what I want to find out. Because if you look at these mandates, they still that was a condition. We agree, provided even the amendment.
Okay. Yeah, I will introduce something here that makes sense. Yeah, we have to choose to get the way out of this. I get out of this. Manso?
Thank you, Chairperson. As I was calling now, Mpumalanga is saying, Mpumalanga is saying we are not going to use this mandate. They are sitting next week where they are going to take a mandate. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right. That takes us to something else now. I think we are left with no choice but to agree to the proposal for Honorable Faith. Yeah. It will be unfortunate, but unfortunately because of this, it's not something to come on to, but this kind of technical mistake can lend us somewhere, yeah? Mm-hmm. After this had a good job, we found that they were spoiling it by simply not following the procedure. Mm-hmm. That was raised by Honorable Ntuli and Alumani and again, because some of them, if the mandate didn't reflect September, and the committee only decided on this thing last week, feedback where the mandate came in before it yes. Now, I think it colleagues, I want us to, let's just be honest with ourselves to say what we want. We want to bulldoze and push over or let's recognize the number we went. Doctor was there, I'm doctor. Okay. Yeah, I'm number one.
Yes, I think some of the mandates are confusing or were done on the original format, but I think we must just ascertain which provinces then will have to then submit a new mandate. I've got one here from the Free State which says yes, they were happy. I don't know if Dr. Van Heerden thinks of it. But I think this is acceptable, and so therefore it's not necessary to get another mandate from the Free State. I'm just asking, but I think we must just ascertain which provinces there are problems with, as far as the mandate's concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If I were to advise the committee, I would say that the committee must postpone anything. If I were to advise the committee, because technically speaking, the permanent delegates do not have mandates on the bill that is before the committee now. The bill that is supposed to serve before the committee now is a deviation. And when I quickly look at the copies of the mandates that are currently before the committee, they are on the original bill as introduced, the DA. The only mandate that I have seen that reflects the D version is the Free State one. Other than that, the mandates that are before the committee now are on the old version. That's why they even said September. So my advice, if I were to advise this committee, would be to postpone the meeting and perhaps give the provinces an opportunity to look at the current meeting, that which is the deviation, BAB.
In fact, I concur with my colleague on that issue, and it means there's a possibility that we may even have the C version. To make it easier for the provinces and also the committee, if the committee can agree now, even technically, to incorporate the A list to make a B version, so that the provinces can have both of them, the A and the B. And it normally happens, you've got a piece of legislation. So I think maybe we can help them. Because the B version will also reflect the clauses that have been deleted or the clauses that have been amended.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank you, Chairperson. In the Western Cape, I read them even on the final mandate. I sat in and it was approved. So I don't think it's all that procedures will be necessary for the Western Cape. It's a question what they are actually fighting over is now. The Speaker wants to sign and doesn't want the Chairperson to sign. And I said, the bill is not in works. The Chairperson can still sign. But for me, it's just a matter, we're actually just waiting on the mandate, just to go and get it. So I don't need to go through all that procedure. We accept it as a final mandate.
Okay. I look at my own province as well. Yeah, because they are proactive. They voted before we can even let me say with my own advisor. Navarro. Advisor.
Thank you so much. Chair, honestly speaking, I mean, I think the procedural people would be best placed to advise you, and having listened to Mr. Bindel, and I think you got the best advice. Thank you.
Colleagues, I think even though earlier on when Honorable Leon proposed this, even though it was before we did exactly some of these obstacles, I think he sensed, you know, he had his wishes. Thank Honorable
Leon.
No, can I do this? It's not in my culture to get food in practice, but I think I must do it.
Mm.
I think Uber for Zanele Nekris and Shai. Can I talk to you that in our next meeting, can I make that all that supported before the committee says? All the relevant documents are supported in the committee says. Because writing this case, because there was no proper communication between your office and the office you tried, and that's why so many things. And I know what we're going to do. Can you commit yourself?
No, we will should do it. In fact, I'll also like to mention that Mr. Pinella will also be part of this the team, because he's in the Social Service Office. And most of the time now I won't be available in that office. So I mean, I will have to put it in another office, but I'll always be available.
Mr. Pinella, please read about it. What are the questions? No, that one, this is a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I like how Dr. Panelli is present today. He was nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to, having said that, colleagues, I think it takes a wise person to apologize to those of you colleagues for this mess. It never happened before, but let me know that the next time it's going to happen again. Yeah, they'll go and clean this thing and bring the correct document, the correct version before the committee. And so we're supposed to advise on which way to go. So. Yeah, but let's see where I'm sure we came for this, but these are for this guilty.
Yes.
My apologies. My apologies. I think they're going now. But that's a way out. Yeah, what is remaining on our agenda now? It was supposed to be the Justice Department. Yeah, let's dispose of this item of this Malaysian bill. We are deferring it to our next meeting, which will take place next week, Wednesday. Yeah, colleagues, we'll be sitting on Tuesday, because on Wednesday we're going to Portmo Prison. So on Tuesday, but I don't know if it was a problem. I think but we'll push and see how can you complete services to meet the students again. Because our meeting will depend on services. So that's another factor. But anyway, you'll be involved with the question. Because it's not anything new, but then we'll see. But push as hard as you can. Right. Thanks very much to those who came here for this presentation. So I'll be telling them until next week on the data that will be forwarded to you in due course.
Yeah. Can go to the next item. We're supposed to get a briefing from Justice Department about papers that were referred to the committee. So, yes, yeah, it's still there. I'm looking at the... I don't see any good from the Justice Department here. Because we are not here, obviously, we're going to agenda this issue. I remember here, my friend. Is there anything called upon to discuss there?
Chairperson, I just want to inform you that I'm still doing tomorrow the basic 13th Amendment, Constitution Amendment Law, and the Public Service Amendment Law tomorrow morning in the legislature. Just bring it to your information. Thank you.
How many do you manage to bring the public about the 13th Amendment Bill? Leon, do you manage?
No.
Both of them?
No.
Oh, good. Darren, we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow and Monday.
And Mosaic is doing it today. Mamplo, you manage them?
No, I'm finished.
Oh. And yours truly abandoned that.
I have also...
Darren. Oh, good. Good. Ethan Chase?
I don't know where my colleague is today.
Briefly.
Easy. Easy, thanks, boss.
Okay. Now, okay. Is there something called this, why shouldn't I agenda meeting? Is there any reason why I can't agenda this meeting?
No reason.
No reason. No reason.
No reason. Chairperson, tomorrow there's no meeting.
We're meeting tomorrow at 9.
Special arrestment of special cases.
But the meeting will take only 2 hours, from 9 to 11. 3 to 11 we're out. We just compromise our time, colleagues.
It's many members are going to be here.
Honorable Panyakian and Honorable
Chair, I've already informed you about my absence tomorrow. I'm going to be there with a sexy thing. Although age is counting against me now. But no, in all seriousness, tomorrow, two of our colleagues cannot be here tomorrow. I think I've indicated to you that it seems so. I'll be the only one from the DA. And I can really not stay longer than 11 o'clock because I'm flying at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've still got to go get my things and everything. So if we can start on time tomorrow, it will be greatly appreciated. So if we can finish by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, on that note, the meeting is adjourned. I'm going to meet tomorrow at 9. Which venue, Grace? Which venue? Oh, you can go. That's here. Come on,
let's go. Come on, man, that's a good idea. You've got to take a flight.